In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, dear friends, on Good Friday, we asked what person was most dear to the heart of our Lord as he was approaching his cross. After many options were proposed, it was concluded from the mystical and the moral tradition of the church that the person who was most dear to the heart of our Lord was Judas, the very one who would betray him. That the despair of Judas so profoundly moved our Lord, as a heart could somehow think that it was unforgivable, irredeemable, unloved, that such despair provoked the tenderness and the kindness of the heart of our Lord, and he thought and grieved and lamented the despair of Judas, even as Judas took his own life, refusing the graces of conversion. As we spoke about that person on the heart of our Lord for Good Friday, in a similar fashion, we can ask today, who was the first person to see the risen Christ? Based on our gospel reading today, we could ask, was it St. John the Beloved? He loved the Lord, and in his youth, he ran to the temple. In fact, did you catch it? He actually outran Peter, the older man. But when he got to the tomb, he paused and deferred to Peter, who was both an older man but also the chief apostle, who had fallen behind him in the race to the tomb. And so we can ask them, was it St. John the Beloved? No. No. So then it must have been Simon Peter, since John deferred to him so Simon Peter could enter the tomb. Again, that deference was given because he was the chief apostle, the first pope. Peter also ran, even in his older age, ran to the tomb when he heard that the Christ might have been risen. John pauses at the tomb, but we are told in the gospel today that Peter immediately walks into the tomb. He takes an authority that no other apostle would dare take. Peter walks into the tomb and immediately realizes that the Christ has been risen. And so was it Simon Peter then? No. Oh, that's right, that's right. Our biblical witness tells us that it was St. Mary Magdalene. In fact, our tradition actually calls her the apostle to the apostles. She went to anoint the Lord's dead body and saw that he was risen. She saw him. He spoke to her. She originally thought he was the gardener and then realized that, no, this was the risen Christ. And so then, we can say it's clear that it must be Mary Magdalene. She was the first to see the risen Christ. Well, with that response, we have to cool our jets. Huh? Was it Mary Magdalene who was the first to see the Christ? No. The first recorded person in the scriptures was Mary Magdalene. But we have to remind ourselves that the testimony of the resurrection is founded not simply on the sacred scriptures, but upon sacred tradition. We do not only look to the Bible, but to the sacred tradition that gave us the Bible, and which still serves as the context and the arena for properly and authentically understanding the Bible. And so, broadening our perspective and relying on the sacred scriptures and sacred tradition, we can ask again, who was the first one to see the risen Christ? Well, if we look at Mary Magdalene and the other holy women who went to anoint the dead body of the Lord, we can begin to discern an answer. Because who was at Calvary but was not among the holy women who went to the tomb? And why was that person not there? Friends, the first person to see the risen Christ was his mother, Our Lady, Mary of Nazareth. How right and just it is that such a loving son would first appear to his mother, whose own heart suffered with his, whose own soul was crushed with his. In our Lord's passion, Our Lady saw the mockery, the rejection, the derision, the scorn, the jeering, the beatings, the lashing, the pummeling, the punches, the nails, the forsaking, and the horrible crucifixion that made her son, who's true God and true man, cry out in excruciating pain. And to ultimately surrender his spirit, dying upon the cross. Our Lady saw it all. And this wasn't the benevolence of a stranger, such as Veronica or Simon, to the Lord. This was her son, whom she carried in her womb, the fruit of her womb, whom she taught how to walk, whom she taught how to pray. She witnessed it all. She was the Stabat Mater, the standing mother, the perfection of love, a love that does not know cowardice nor comfortability. Yes, Our Lady was there. She witnessed it all. She suffered it with her son. As prophesied, a spiritual sword pierced her own immaculate heart. And so when the Lord gloriously rose from the dead, nothing could have stopped him. Nothing could have hindered him from flying to his mother and announcing to her, "I am risen. Death has been conquered. Mom, I'm okay. Everything's all right. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. All things have been made new in me, and now let the new creation begin." Our Lady deserved to see the risen Christ first, to see his body healed, his spirit restored, to see his smile, and to witness his glory. Yes, Our Lady was the first to see the risen Christ. This is why she didn't go to the tomb. She didn't need to, for she knew that her son was risen. This is why we don't hear about Our Lady in the gospel account until Pentecost. She knew what had been accomplished, and she was preparing herself for her vocation as mother of the church. Our Lady saw the risen Christ. Today, we are also invited to witness the risen Christ in this sacrament and in our hearts. Will you allow yourself the pause in order to receive the one who has died for you? To pause so that you might receive the one who today rises for you. Will we each open our hearts and receive the hope, the joy, and the glory of Jesus Christ, who is the resurrection and the life? He is risen, dear friends. The Lord is truly risen. And today he is knocking on the doors of our hearts. Be not afraid. Open wide the doors and allow the risen Christ to enter into your hearts this Easter Sunday.